This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the show, isn't it? Because you are an exceptional American. Pat yourself on the back, especially if you're a citizen. Citizenship, sort of a foreign idea in America, right? Or at least in California. Alienation, citizenship alienation. Is that what's going on in our country? I don't know. But, you know, with all the new illegal foreign immigrants, or nationals, I guess you could say. It's more like an invasion. When you say nationals, it sounds like we're being invaded. Well, it's true. We are. That's why there are troops at the border. Hello. Troop action at the border. And everybody says, well, you know, we've seen these military guys moving around before. You know, subtleties of losing your base because of Bill Clinton. You know, your military base in your community, right? How much has your community changed since you got rid of the military bases? Oh, that was in the 90s. Millennials won't remember that, but that was in the 90s. I know World War II, the Cold War ended, right? So we can therefore do these things. Phase two of the communist takeover. Isn't that an interesting way to look at it all? all those good communists who became environmentalists. They became environmentalists. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. The invasion at the border. We got a new report out that came from Center for Immigration Studies. I use these guys a lot just to kind of let you know. Trump baits the press on asylum no-shows. Media admits half of aliens who pass credible fear screening don't even apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., from a post by CIS fellow in law and policy, Andrew Arthur. He's a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. A recent New York Times article sought to fact-check President Trump's recent claim that only 3% of aliens in removal proceedings show up to court by pointing out that, in fact, only 28% of the immigrants and 11% of asylum seekers failed to show up to their court proceedings in 2017. Whether the fact checker realized it or not, she admitted that the 2017 data, only 70% of respondents, the appropriate legal term for aliens in a removal proceeding, actually showed up for court. More importantly, she fails to point out that, as Attorney General Sessions stated in a speech in October 2017, that half of the aliens who pass credible fear screenings never even file an asylum application once they are in the United States. So that means that 89% of half of all those who pass credible fear screenings actually show up to the court to apply for asylum. That in turn means that 44.5% of all applicants who are found to have credible fear actually show up to court for asylum, putting another 55.5% of aliens who pass credible fear and are given the opportunity to show up in court to apply for asylum, don't show up to court and or don't apply for asylum. The president's offhanded comment about asylum seekers may have been incorrect, but by making that comment, he actually got the press to admit that over half of aliens who pass credible fear never end up making it to court. The president famously bragged on Twitter that he can compel his enemies to tell the truth. Perhaps he was right. Isn't that interesting? Only 3% of aliens in removal proceedings show up to court. Isn't that interesting? That's what the president was saying. He wasn't right. But we got more information from that than we probably thought we were going to get. Now, didn't we? It's kind of always, that's always the way it seems. Always. Okay, we're going to do some rundowns here. This is on Breitbart. It says, Hannity and Limbaugh at rally with Trump today. Election test. Movement or moment. Presidency faces high stakes. Don Jr. emerges as relief pitcher. Cook shifts 9 more to Dems. Balts. Midterm. Like no other in generation. Battle for suburban voters. 5 million already voted in Texas. That's a kind of a big one. Did Beto blow it? We're going to talk about that. Beto. His name is Robert. O'Rourke. Florida record high energy or high early turnout. Now, we talked about that. Man, they had millions of people already voting. Miami runs out of ballots. In Georgia, 11th hour daggers over voting system. Enthusiasm surges among Hispanics and Dems traumatized by 2016 having flashback nightmares. What if they lose? Okay, I'm going to bite on the Beto one first. I want to do the Beto one first. Did Beto blow it? I think so. From what I'm reading. This is a Politico magazine. Now, they're coming up with all the excuses because, remember, in the last several weeks, Beto's way ahead. And now Beto's not so much. This is from Politico magazine. It says, Texas Republicans believe Ted Cruz was beatable if only his opponent paid attention to them. And the title is, Did Beto Blow It? He's the love child of everybody in Hollywood and New York, right? That's him. Beto. In March 2017, little-known Democratic congressman named Beto O'Rourke proposed something unusual to Will Hurd, a Republican colleague from a neighboring district. Now, Hurd is the guy. You hear him. We have him. He was a CIA operator, Will Hurd. And he's the guy who was questioning James Comey of the FBI about at the time when he was up in front of the House Judiciary Committee, I think it was. And he was the guy questioning him about Hillary Clinton's – ah, come on, I'm sorry. Got to turn the dinger off on my phones. That was questioning him about Hillary Clinton's server. Remember that? And what kind of protection? And he says, not much. You hear that clip on our radio show. This is Will Hurd, a Republican colleague from a neighboring district, that they rent a car and embark on a 24-hour, 1,600-mile road trip from San Antonio to Washington. Their live-streamed odyssey wound up attracting blushing news coverage and evoking the bipartisan companionship of a bygone era. For Hurd, a pragmatic swing district moderate with numerous Democrats employed on his staff, the cross-aisle kumbaya was routine. Few lawmakers hugged the middle so tightly. For O'Rourke, the demonstration was less likely. He had done little to distinguish himself in the House of Representatives, and what reputation he owned was not that of a centrist. He won his congressional seat in 2012 by running on the left of an incumbent, a moderate Hispanic. More about Beto when we come back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
he's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Ah, so Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz, $70 million, according to this political magazine report, poured into O'Rourke's campaign. All from coastal elites, mostly. That's really what it kind of looks like. And he's been trending well until recently. It says a Quinnipiac poll in April showed O'Rourke pulling 6% of Republicans by late October. That was 3%. And while there are signs to suggest he will win more votes than a traditional Democrat in the metropolitan areas of Dallas and Houston and ex-urban areas of the state, the campaign is a study in extreme contrast. Cruz, the cartoonishly unlikable conservative whose machine-like enterprise is run by a platoon of political gurus, versus O'Rourke, the obnoxiously likable liberal. God, what's he got? You don't like, I mean, obviously the author doesn't like either one, whose garage band effort is guided by gut instinct and raw emotion. Nothing is certain in such a volatile political climate. Now, I do want to say that in this race, I heard Karl Rove say that he'll be crushed by Cruz. That's what I was told. It says, but rallying, and they say this in the article, turning out voters is number one job, but number one for any campaign. But rallying Democrats against Cruz was never the difficult part of defeating him. In 2012, Cruz's general election opponent, Paul Sadler, captured 41% of the votes despite having no name recognition and raising roughly $700,000. O'Rourke raised 54 times that amount in the third quarter alone. Jeez. Yet, if the polling holds up, O'Rourke stands to improve on Sandler's showing by just 3 to 4 points. Yeah, it's amazing. And this is a classic. It's $70 million. And he's only going to go up 3 or 4 points by a guy who only spent $700,000. I think Cruz is ensconced, and that's why Karl Rove came out today and said so. 70 million schmullions. Man, that's a lot. That is really a lot. I mean, it really is. That's outrageously a lot. All right. 5 million already voted in Texas. And you have to ask the question. Says battle for suburban voters. See, it's all coming down to suburban versus rural, you know, suburban. It's all coming down to that, which is New California. Hello. Urban, rural, suburban. That's what this is. This is a battle for. This is off of Breitbart or Drudge. Thanks, Trump. You turned me into an activist. GOP suburban problem gets real. What is that about? What is that about? Yeah. What is this? I think I got something going on here. Let's check it out.
Confirm judges who will interpret our Constitution as written. We will fully secure the border for you. We will pass Cates Law, which has already been passed.
Okay, this is in this article. Is this by Politico? Who is this by? McClatchy. McClatchy! Thanks, Trump. You turned me into an activist. GOP suburban problem gets real. It says Charlotte, North Carolina, for nearly 2 years, Republicans have worried that Donald Trump's polarizing presidency would alienate moderate suburban voters in the midterm elections, putting dozens of one-time Republican strongholds within Democratic reach. I never bought into that. I never did. And in the final days of the campaign, there is mounting evidence that their fears are justified. From Charlotte to Chicago to Kansas City, there are signs on the ground that in the final moments before Election Day, well-off, well-educated moderates in historically Republican areas aren't, in fact, turning out for Democrats. Making the GOP... Yeah, I don't buy that at all. This is McClatchy, of course. Left-wing McClatchy. That's... I don't buy that. I don't see that at all. I see suburban and rural coming out in mass. Again, record high early turnout in Florida. Miami runs out of ballots. In Georgia, 11th hour dagger. Okay. Enthusiasm surges and Dems traumatized by... Okay. What if they lose? Well, blue drops, anyone? Shed those big blue drops. Those teardrops, I'm sorry. Did I say blue drops? Yeah, blue teardrops. How's that? And the big banner headline on Drudge for all this stuff is the verdict split. Trump focuses on Senate braces for surprises. Nonstop ads and robocalls. Welcome to America's costliest elections. Ah, here's one. White House prepares for massive shakeup after a bit. Yeah, that's going to happen. That always happens. That if you hear that there's a big change of staff or whatever at the White House after the that's not abnormal. That's just something else that happens. By the way, California has been rocking. 30-some swarming earthquakes in California, just to let you know, over the last 24 hours. And I've been getting, I get all these messages from people about this stuff. It's been pretty amazing. So Trump campaign ad was pulled by NBC News. Really? Because it featured the caravan. Right. You can't, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. I have no idea why we just lost some audio, but you can hear me, I know. So you have NBC Universal pulls controversial Trump campaign ad. Isn't that amazing? Why would they do such a thing? NBC Universal is pulling a controversial campaign commercial from rotation on its networks after the ad sparked criticism while appearing during Sunday Night Football. Both Judd Apatow, a movie director who has worked frequently on NBC Universal's pictures, and Deborah Messing, an actress who is one of the stars of NBC's sitcom, Will and Grace, took to social media after the commercial ran Sunday. Oh my God. Why would NBC run that ad? They need to answer that question. This is from Judd. After further review, we recognize the insensitive nature of the ad and have decided to cease airing it. Really? What does the ad say? We don't have the ad. Wonder where we can get the ad. We will find the ad. Maybe we'll find the ad tomorrow. We don't have time to do it today, but we'll find the ad tomorrow, and we'll figure out what's going on. After further review, we recognize the insensitive nature of the ad and have decided to cease airing it across our properties as soon as possible. The 30-second commercial plays up the purported threat of foreign migrants entering the United States, and the spot paid for Donald J. Trump for president and approved by President Trump fails to link Luis Bracamontes, a Mexican immigrant who murdered two Sacramento sheriff's deputies in 2014, to migrants leaving Central America. Really? Luis Bracamontes. He's the guy who said, after he was being, during his trial, actually, in the sentencing phase, he said he was going to come out and kill more sheriffs. Remember that guy? And that's the guy, by the way, we did extensive, the gun that he used to kill those guys was a gun that was where? And we tried to check this out big time. We researched this. We had reports that the gun was used by Bracamontes to kill those guys. Guess where it came from? Cartels. It was a Fast and Furious one. Oh, yeah, the weapon, Fast and Furious. Obama, Eric Holder days.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
Saturday Night Live, SNL facing backlash after mocking this Republican congressional candidate in Texas.
Dan Crenshaw is a former Navy SEAL who lost his eye while he was serving in Afghanistan.
That retired Navy SEAL, he's Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, now wants to continue to get back to the country and represent his district in the House. So, Dan, first off, how did you find out that you were going to be the subject of what they thought was humor on SNL?
Right. Well, I got a lot of text messages that morning, and we saw the video, and it's exactly like you said. What passes for humor these days is not what used to pass for humor, and I think that's the big tragedy in all this, right? Like, why can't we just be funny again? What happened to our comedy in this country? Why can't we give the American people a break and separate comedy from politics? And this one was pretty inappropriate.
Dan, the National Republican Congressional Committee has demanded an apology from Mr. Davidson and from NBC. What do you want?
Well, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pool their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help.
Yeah. You know, what was interesting to me when I'm watching it, we get the luxury of living in this great country, and you guys go out there and you fight for our freedoms. You lost your eye, clearly. You've been through a lot of pain and surgeries. Will you tell the American people and the folks at Saturday Night Live and Pete Davidson what you went through to fight for him and to fight for all of us?
Well, so that particular mission, we were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There was an IED, about 15 pounds of explosives, basically a homemade landmine that went off right in front of me. It killed my interpreter, and it completely blinded me. I was put into a medically induced coma to recover. I woke up 5 days later. My right eye was gone, and they weren't sure if I'd ever see out of my left eye again. It's actually a miracle that I can see it all and continue serving the American people. And listen, I have thick skin, all right? But in the SEAL teams, we poke fun of each other all the time. But I have certain rules for when my friends poke fun of me. And it's simply this. It has to be original. It has to be witty. And it has to be actually funny. All right? And this wasn't funny.
Well, good luck in your race. And I agree with you 100%. You're at about 5 to 9 point lead in your effort to replace Ted Poe in Texas. Thanks so much. And thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Dan Crenshaw, little bit of humor, not from, of course, the monsters over there at Saturday Night Live. Does anybody even watch them anymore? I mean, seriously, does anybody even watch them is the big question. I don't think so. But that's what we've come down to now. We come down to stuff like this. It's just it's ridiculous is what it is. To think that we can have such, I guess you would say, non-humor in the world today. Here's another little interesting thing. I'm just throwing this out here because I'm a biologist. rat lungworm. Rat, rat, rat. Is that like Michael Cohen? Rat. The rat. Remember they came out with that? The rat. Michael Cohen, yes. Michael Cohen. Sure, his numbers don't work too well. What is lungworm? It's a parasitic worm, roundworm is what it is. And this is rather random, I know. This is an impulsive thing that I'm putting up here. If you're thinking about eating raw or uncooked snail, slugs, or centipedes, you may want to think again. Some of these delicacies may carry rat lungworm, a parasite that can infect critters through rodent feces. Just to let you know, you probably never heard of rat lungworm. Somebody just recently died, a young man just recently died of eating a snail that contained, I don't know if it was this or not, not a snail, but a slug. Don't eat slugs raw. Kids do crazy things, and that's what happened, apparently, to this young man. Here's what you should know about the parasitic roundworm and how you can be avoided. Infections occur in snails and slugs when they consume the parasite's larva. And this is what they say about it. This is adding that humans can end up with rat lungworm if they consume these infected delicacies when they are raw or not cooked fully. Eating frogs, crabs, and freshwater shrimp that they are raw or uncooked may also be an issue. These things need to be cooked. That's kind of if you're going to cook them. It's spreading throughout Florida. this whole thing. It says people can also get infected by accident by eating raw produce, such as lettuce that contains a small snail or slug or part of one, the CDC says. University of South Florida researchers have warned that coma and death are possible with very serious infections. If someone is infected, however, they cannot transmit the worm to someone else. Humans have been infected in Hawaii, Louisiana, Texas. University of Florida researchers said that a study published last year, the CDC points out that there have rarely been cases in other states. California newlyweds contract rat lungworm disease on Hawaii honeymoon. This is one of the stories. I'm not going to bite on that. It says nausea, headache, vomiting, or low fever and painful skin sensations are a few of the signs, the CDC says. And it isn't typically required. And it says, what should I know about the treatment? It isn't typically required, and the parasite usually will perish with patients most often being treated for their symptoms, according to the agency. Don't get rat lungworm is the motto, right? In some places, this happens. I believe a young man, there's a story I saw earlier, a young man on a dare ate a snail or a slug, and he died. Is that the same thing? Rugby player who swallowed garden slug as dare dies 8 years later. This is from Fox News. Australian man dies 8 years after eating garden slug. Sam Ballard contracted rat lungworm. This is an online story from Australia. 15 hours ago it was published. And the stories, for whatever reason, aren't connected. I don't know why they do such things, but it's not really connected. But a teenager from Sydney's Upper North Shore was having a laugh with some red wine with some mates in the backyard. This is what happened. Oh, anyway, so trying to act like grown-ups, it says. It says a slug crawled across the concrete patio and the teens, a dare emerged for Sam to eat it. One of his best friends, Jimmy Galvin, later described the moment. We were sitting over there having a bit of red wine appreciation night, trying to act as grown-ups, and a slug came crawling across here. I don't know what the species are like there. The conversation came up, you know, should I eat it? And off Sam went. Bang! That's how it happened. He didn't become sick immediately, but he complained of serious pain in his legs in the days after. He also worried it might have been a symptom of eating the slug, but his mother told him not to worry. No one gets sick from that. Sam was worried that he might have developed multiple sclerosis. Wow. Like his father, but that was ruled out. Doctors found out it was the slug. Yikes. Rat lungworm. He got encephalitis at the end. Fell into a coma, and after 420 days, when he woke up, he had acquired a brain injury. Wow. He just passed away, though. Stay away from slugs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
No more slugs for you. No rat lungworm, man. That's a little sidebar issue, isn't it? It says last week, this is this Ballard guy, said he swallowed the slug on a dare. His name was Sam Ballard, a big picture, a great-looking kid, big kid. And, man, virus kills 10th, well, I don't want that. Wow. I'm just, don't eat snails. Don't eat slugs that are not cooked. It says, he got encephalitis, which many people recover from. Sam didn't. He fell into a coma for 420 days. And when he woke up, he had acquired a brain injury. Boy, my sister fell into a coma. Man, that was a long time. That was really sad. She came out of it. He fell into a coma for 420 last week, 8 years after he fell ill, Sam died. It's amazing. Oh, here we go. We'll try this to see if we got something on this. Sorry to be perseverating on snails.
Well, you're about to meet an incredible group of family and friends who've supported Sam Ballard, an extraordinary young man who 8 years ago, at the age of 19, ate a slug on a silly dare and had his life changed forever. Like most young men their age, 19-year-old Sam Ballard and his mates felt they were invincible. But one night in 2010 shattered that illusion.
We were sitting over here having a bit of a red wine appreciation night, trying to act as grown-ups. But then a slug came crawling across here, and then the conversation came up, you know, should I eat it? And off Sam went. Bang. That's how it happened.
In the following days, strapping, rugby-playing Sam complained of severe pain in his legs.
Was it MS, which is what my husband had? But they cleared him all from that, and that's when he said, oh, when we were walking him down to the ward, he was in a wheelchair, and he said, I had a slug. Could it be that? And I went, no, No one gets sick from that.
But doctors found Sam had been infected with rat lungworm, which can be carried by slugs.
He was scared. So, you know, as a mum, all you want to do is reassure them. As far as I'm concerned, he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. It was just a silly thing.
But Sam and his loved ones have paid an enormous price for that silly thing. He lapsed into a coma for more than 420 days and became paralysed.
When I walked in, he was very, very gaunt, and there were cables everywhere. Yeah, it was a big shock.
To see in such a quick amount of time how differently someone can look, yeah, it was scary. My mate's fighting for his life here.
So what sort of care does Sam need now?
Oh, where do you start? He can't eat, so he's peg-fed. He has a tracheostomy. He's got a catheter because he can't go to the bathroom on his own. We're at a gym now where he's starting to pull weights and he's got movement. He understands everything, so it's like, OK, Sam, move your arm, do that, but it's the time that it takes to get the messages down.
Let's go back again. Nice and easy. Mm.
Katie was forced to give up work to look after Sam full time. He needs 24-hour care, sometimes with two people. And up until 2016... Katie was his primary carer with just 70 hours a week of care provided by the...
Okay, enough of that. And, well, sorry to hear that. I mean, that's just terrible. Don't eat, you know, don't eat these kind of bugs. Don't do it. They're mollusks, by the way. They're not bugs. They're mollusks, soft-bodied animals. So those of you that are in the biological realm, you know what I'm talking about. Anything that's soft-bodied like that is a mollusk, you know, such as a snail, slug, clams, oyster, you know, that sort of thing. Just cook them. Just escargot, cook them. You don't eat raw snails with escargot. You cook them. Garlic, you know, garlic and salt and onions, just saute them. Anyway, but don't eat escargot like raw like this guy did because there's bugs in them real well. You know, worms and stuff like that. Nematodes. I'm sorry. The biology thing is coming out of me. What kind of, this is a sad story. Okay, anyway. Getting back on track about where we're going with the elections and everything. A big day tomorrow, obviously. And everybody's going to be turning out. Nancy Pelosi making a few last-minute comments. Let's see what she has to say here. The Nancy Pelosi routine going on. Apparently, she's talking about San Francisco values. New questions over Pelosi's future ahead of midterms coming up. I wonder what that's all about. Says several Democratic House candidates have said they would not vote for Pelosi as Speaker. Fox News contributor Ari Fleischer says both parties will set themselves up for 2020 after the election. No question about that.
Pelosi working to help Democrats take back the House, even as some in her own party call for new leadership. The head of the Congressional Black Caucus, Cedric Richmond, in a letter to Democratic colleagues writing, "Several of our colleagues have respectfully shared letters of intent expressing interest in various House Democratic Caucus leadership positions. If there is any change in our top leadership positions, the Democratic members of the CBC endorse African American representation in at least one of the two top positions." Joining me now is Ari Fleischer, former press secretary for President George W. Bush and a Fox News contributor. Might be a little bit, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch, but Pelosi has had very good political instincts. She's done all of this effort to try to keep this majority. Listen to this from Politico, saying the California Democrats' efforts are focused on the Democrats in competitive races who are most likely to win. While it's too early to say whether she would have the 218 votes to claim the Speaker's gavel, should her party claim House majority, Pelosi has clearly made inroads. This, Ari, despite the fact that there are five candidates now who have now just recently said that they would vote against her. What do you think her thinking is today as she heads into this midterm and she's feeling the wind at her back?
Well, she does have a history of being very wily on the inside. You know, she is a very good maneuverer, and she's proved that years ago when she was the Speaker. But there are two issues here at play, Dana. One is whether or not the Democrats have a sufficient majority. Assume they take the House for argument's sake.
Okay.
How big is the margin? If they have a 5-vote margin, then I think she's in deep, deep trouble. If they have a 15 or 20-vote margin, she's probably safe. The second factor is the Congressional Black Caucus and the identity politics that marks today's modern Democratic Party. It's not such a good thing for the Democrats, I think.
Yeah, I don't either. Racism won't work in the long run. I hate to break it to people, Farrakhan, Obama, racism is going to be passé in the real near future.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'd like to thank our listeners for sending me text messages and also many of you sending me emails, snails, and about NBC and so on. Really want to say a shout out to all of you, and also about water wars in California. That's something that's going to be discussed in a big way because it really does impact New California, these water wars in a big, big, bigger way. And we know that. We're not stupid. We know that. So anyway, a lot of things going on here. Remember to visit newcaliforniastate.com for all the latest information about what's going on with the movement to create the 51st state in California. And also what is going on, I guess, in the election, because we're going to have some pretty good election news, I think, tomorrow. I'm pretty sure we are. I think that red wave is coming and the blue drops are going to be tears. On the Democratic side. That's just sort of the fact. It's going to be an unusual year because, first of all, anytime there's midterms, it's usually low voter turnout, and we're not seeing low voter turnout. I don't care if you're in California, Florida, it's heavy voter turnout. And I think that's not good for the Democrats. He says, well, those Obama people aren't showing up. They're not. There's no there. And no matter how much, if you're a Beto O'Rourke throwing $70 million at Ted Cruz, and he's only bumped up maybe 1 point against Ted Cruz's opponent from 2012, hello? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Remember to visit 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.